World Wide Web.
We've got Steve Mercia here. We've got DJ Wiki Wiki. I'm DJ Skindog, and Ben Price is joining us. Ben, hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, it's a great day. We've got sunshine. It started off cold, but now it's warming up, and it's a great day to be sculpting snow.
And are you sculpting today? What are you doing here?
What did you say you do here?
So my part is the primarily photography video, but I'm the right-hand side of Steve here.
Man, that's a full bird. You got two wings now. I thought for sure you were just one wing going in tight circles, but he's a full bird.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You guys team up for this.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been working together now for, 14
Talk
years?
Into the mic so we can hear
14
you.
14 years.
14 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah. We started off, whenever it was in Loveland, and then followed through to Berthoud and now in Fraser, and we're loving it here. You guys are an amazing host and a great location. The weather's awesome. I mean, we couldn't be happier.
Really?
You
got plenty of room over there? You're sculpting away. Everybody's happy?
Absolutely.
How long are you in town for?
So we're in town for the full week. We'll be heading back out. The sculptures obviously started today, and you'll be seeing the sculptures working throughout the day and night through the rest of the week. And then the Fire and Ice Festival, whenever we announce the winners, some people will stay through Sunday, and then some will be actually probably leaving that night to go to other sculpture events.
That's Ben Price. He's out there taking pictures for Fire and Ice. The big event is on Saturday. You get there by 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Take public transportation. Ben, have you been to the Fraser Basin before?
Only driving through and then last year's event.
What are your impressions?
Oh, I love this place. I love it. It's beautiful.
Tell us why.
Well, as a photographer, I see the beauty in the mountains and the snow. And honestly, the people have been amazing. All of you people here in Fraser are
we're extraordinary.
You're extraordinary. Thank you for putting words in my mouth because I was speechless for a second.
Totally rad.
It's truly great.
Well, we have DJ Wiki Wiki in the house. I mean.
Right.
It just doesn't get any better than that.
No, not at all. And we met a lot of great dogs, actually, at the Fraser Brewing Beer Company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They love their dogs.
So that was great. I mean, I don't know. It's just part of the community, right? You meet the people, you have the opportunity to talk to them, and everyone so far has been very welcoming, and we really appreciate that.
Cool. Yeah, Lions Park is one of Chooch's, my dog's, favorite parks to go to.
Really?
To pee on.
Well,
I kid. I'll keep him under control. I'll keep him away from the sculptures. But last year, after the sculptures were almost melted away, they were just... They're pee sculptures.
Well, we have a few that have already been that have actually already been.
Do you guys patch that up, or you just leave it?
Well, they'll have to be patched up or removed. Yeah, because part of the requirements for the snow sculpture is you can't have color. It has to be snow, and so the sculptors will have to remove it because if it's yellow, that counts as color.
You could treat them like kind of like petroglyphs, where you have a. A line around them. You have a fence around them so people can't get in.
Can we just touch on the dog situation a
Absolutely.
Little bit?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
I would love to. So as you know, we do have fireworks. So it may not be the best event for your dog, you know?
My dog loves fireworks.
Does Chooch love fireworks?
He does. He'll be there. But nobody else should bring their dog. That's for
just,
sure.
It's an all Chooch event.
Solo Chooch event.
Solo Chooch.
He is the primary sponsor.
I feel like that is something to note, though.
Oh, yeah.
And most people know that their dog doesn't like fireworks. So don't bring your dog if it doesn't like fireworks.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things I really like about this, and this is sincere, DJ Wiki Wiki, is that it's early. It's early. You know,
yes.
We can bring the kids. We can still get to bed.
At 8.
And do our dozing by 8.
Or earlier, yeah.
Right, or be home gazing into our sets like zombies.
Yes.
In the winter, because that's what we need to do, because it's dark at 6 o'clock.
Yes. And the fireworks start at 6:30, so yeah, you could be, you in theory could be home and in bed by 7:15.
Not me, because I live in Hot Sulphur Springs.
Well, I do
I'd
too.
Have to drive really fast. But we can try.
Helicopter.
Okay. Everybody, back to the choppers now. Get to the choppers and back to the Toyotas. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Just keep your transportation. Oh, you know what I'm bringing? I'm going to wear my ice bugs.
Oh.
So I don't fall on my ass. I'm going to wear my heated socks.
Yes.
Flip those on when it starts getting cold, or even before, in anticipation.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. So we will have extra lighting there this year because it was a little dark. But obviously we'll be turning it off for the fireworks and bonfire. But it's... Sorry. Oh, but you should bring a headlamp, you know, and make sure to dress warm, obviously. So, yeah, extra lighting.
I got one of those million candle power.
Torches. It's a daylight torch.
I always like to go up to my friends in the middle of the night and when they're sleeping in their tents and look in on them and go, y'all sleeping? While I'm melting their tent with my million candle power light. So probably leave that at home, too.
Maybe. Or not, you know. Yeah. More lighting. So bring a headlamp. Dress warm.
Laser beam.
Bring some, you know, wear some shoes that have traction on it. We're trying to mitigate the slipperiness. But, again, it's outside in the middle of winter. It's dark and cold.
We're going through this freeze-thaw.
Yeah,
that makes
weird.
The snow super slick.
It does.
I don't know if you've tried those ice bugs. Have you tried those?
No. You know where they sell them.
Yes, I do.
Local Experience.
That's right.
Hi, Local Experience. Hi there. We know you're listening.
They're always listening.
They are always listening.
They're like big brother and big sister over there listening.
Listening.
They're
always.
Constantly listening. As a matter of fact, I've gotten a couple of emails or texts this morning. I got...
What is that?
That's just DJ Yeti Betty going off. And then we've got... they requested Catch a Fire by Damian Marley.
Okay.
We should hit that, right?
Yeah.
And then... they say their theme today is don't eat yellow snow.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
So that's a local experience.
It looks like lemonade, but it's not.
That's what you have to tell them. You know, if you're a second homeowner here and you want to act like a local, don't eat yellow snow. Are you with me on that one?
I definitely am. I'm not eating yellow snow. It's just weird.
Wow. I want to carve the world's largest fire hydrant.
You know, we were talking about that when we were packing the snow. Like we said, it would be great if somebody carved a gigantic fire hydrant just for the dogs to pee on.
Let's make a special one for them.
I agree. Can we make that happen this year?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Maybe next year.
Okay, we'll plan for it. So we do have some great vendors and food trucks coming this year, too.
Really? Oh, that's so cool. Talk
so,
to me.
Camber Brewing is going to be there this year selling beer. Also, Fraser Valley Distilling is a new addition. They have a cold and a warm drink.
Talk to me about that.
I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
But they will be there serving cocktails.
And bring a bunch of cash and spend some dough on the food trucks and the drinks.
Exactly. The Girl Scouts. Would be there.
I just ordered $36 worth of...
Well, maybe you need more.
Girl Scout, I do.
Maybe you need
I
more.
I do need more.
Flavor Food Truck, a local...
Flavor.
Flavor.
Bring me that flavor.
A local favorite.
We love them.
Dapper Donuts.
Really? From the resort?
Are they up at the resort?
Yeah.
Dapper Donuts?
They make the little donuts?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
Okay, so they're going to be there. And then Astro Coffee Van. They were there last year as well.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I'll be chewing the ceiling after my third espresso.
Seriously.
I'm on my third espresso.
I mean, I need to be able to stay up late. Late meaning, you know, past 8 o'clock. So I'll need some coffee.
Speaking of coffee, I have to find this real quick. I rode the chairlift the other day. With this guy right here. Let me just give you a taste of this guy while we're...
I'm on my 10th cup of coffee, and you're on KFFR Winter Park Community Radio for the Fraser Valley and the headwaters of the Colorado River at 88.3 FM and KFFR.org.
I rode the chair with him.
Who is that?
That's Matt.
Matt?
That's Matt. He was up there with his daughter.
Okay.
And she's like, don't egg him on. I told him I have to get him back in here.
Matt who?
God, don't ask me questions like that.
You don't even...
No.
It's like Cookie Monster.
WikiWiki. You know what? I don't need to know your last name. I know you're DJ WikiWiki. I leave it at that.
That is my last name. It's Wick. You know that. That's,
I have to play some underwriting messages, and then we're going to play something for Local Experience. to match their mood. Okay?
I love it.
And then we'll come back and anything else we forgot?
I'm
DJ
sure
Skin Dog with DJ Ben Price, DJ Steve, and DJ Wiki Wiki. This is KFFR.